Our theme for this morning is moving forward. And as an introduction to that, we're going to think about the ways we can move forward. And first of all, we're going to think about ourselves and what we can do individually to move forward in our faith. So, has anybody got any ideas? What could we do to move forward in our faith? Nobody got any ideas. What? Bible reading? Who reads their Bible? Would you like to read that, to write that, Philip, on the board? Right. Any other ideas? Pray. Very important one, that, yes.
Making sure we talk to people when we when we're out and about in the local shops, that we are Christians and we are worshipping at Christchurch. So people know that Christchurch is here and we talk about it. Yes.
Any other suggestions? Coming to church? Yes. Worshipping, yes. So I think the more we learn about our faith and the closer we can get to God, then the more we will move forward in our faith and strengthen it and develop it. Right, and now church.
So the writing will improve. Right, now what can we do individually or as a group to build up the church fellowship, physically or spiritually? Is there any ideas on, could we have another Bible study group? Praying together? And if we carry on talking to other people, invite them into the church to visit us on a Sunday for our worship services. Yeah, and
getting ideas from other churches and the way that they do things and what they find works for them.
Stephen.
Social events.
Social events, yeah. So something other apart from our lunchtime at Christchurch. Perhaps running another quiz night, joining quiz nights along at the Boys Brigade run. And any other ideas for socials? Holiday at home, yes.
Working with our youth groups to encourage them to come into church.
Yep. Encouraging the youth and their families. So that leads on nicely to the wider community.
It's in a straight line.
We're also thinking about the wider community, really to become more well known in the wider community. I mean, Enfield's a very big area. The idea I was thinking, which I know will be quite unknown of by other people, as I'm sure most of us have seen in the newsletter, Tom runs a Facebook page, which is Christchurch, and a Twitter, etc., which is all social media. A thought I had was actually Christchurch joining the Enfield Love Your Doorstep, which I know sounds very odd. It's a Facebook page, and it actually has about over 6,000-7,000 followers who are Enfield-based. It's very inexpensive, and I thought that might be something we can discuss at our next church meeting, to see about joining it, to really get what Christchurch is doing and get us more out into the community. Any other ideas? Places where we could talk to, other areas we could put information in.
One thing that I've been thinking about for a while, and actually spoke to one of the staff at Chaseside School when they came for their carol service, was the possibility of thinking about a homework club for local children.
Mm-hmm.
And the headmistress was quite enthusiastic about that idea.
Okay. Any other thoughts? So we're thinking really outside the box, think really wider community.
Sorry. And the other one, which I've been thinking about for quite some time, and I'm not quite sure how, but trying to reach out to people of other nationalities who are coming now very much to live in Enfield. And hopefully, if we have an Indian family who are keen to help us, that would give a step, as it were, into the local community in a direction where we haven't really got a step yet.
Fantastic. And I got a text this morning from Sundar and his family to apologise they're not here this morning, but they'll see us at lunch and obviously on Sunday, which is lovely, in a week's time. So they apologise for not being here. Stephen?
Being open to groups from local societies.
Yes. So thinking of the hall, renting the hall out.
At the Enfield Society, where we have the church open, and groups do come here occasionally. We take groups around the church when it's an opportunity to tell people about the church. But you're right, the other, also having the hall open to...
So you're thinking opening the church up for the historical side,
yes,
and other things, and also renting... Okay, great, thank you. Any other thoughts? Sorry? Delivering leaflets, yep. So literally people have something concrete to hold and to see, to know that different things are happening. Yep, fantastic. Email people, yes. So same again, he's talking about talking to people that we know. If something's coming up, use the email facility to actually email people, which Philip and Rosie both talked about earlier. Fantastic. Any other thoughts before I pass back to Rosie?
The London Borough of Enfield website has its own community page, What's On page, for special events. And once you're registered with them, you can advertise things like the quiz night and so on, so that anyone clicking on the Enfield page can see what's on this weekend at a variety of venues.
Oh, brilliant. Can I pass it on to Tom? Thank you. Action by Tom. There we are. Thank you, Chris. That's brilliant. Lots of ideas. She'll pass back to Rosemary. Thank you.
Okay. So this is the sort of thing that we want to be thinking about in the coming year, how we can develop our personal faith, our church, either individually or as a group, so that we build it up physically and spiritually, and also to become more well-known in the wider community and better able to advertise what we're doing so that people know that we're here and that we are witnessing ourselves as Christians in this community. A couple of years ago, we started a vision group, and we'd like to restart that. The vision group is looking at ideas for things which we can do in the church. Anybody is welcome. We will probably be having our first meeting in February. So if you're interested in coming along to that, then do let one of the elders know. We'd want as many people as possible to be involved, because this work is what we're going to do as a church. We just don't want just a few individuals to be involved. We want the whole church to support it. Perhaps the most important thing, though, to start off with is that we pray about this, because unless we're doing what God wants, then there's no point in us going forward. We want to do God's will, and he has a plan for us. He knows where he wants us to go, and we have got to tune into that to find out what we've got to do, to find out what resources are available, so that we can move forward in 2014.